Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Coach K Life Show, where we teach you the X's and the O's of achieving your goals in order to make your dreams a reality. I am your host, the Coach K, and I'm on a mission to motivate the world. So with that being said, let's waste no more time and let's get this show started. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Coach K, and welcome to the Coach K Life Show. I am your host, and I am so happy that you are with me this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, man, I got a great show for you this evening. My very special guest, the Inspired Success Coach and Mentor, author, inspirational speaker, radio talk show host, fellow radio talk show host, and business leader, Miss Nancy Alder, is with me this evening. And I promise you, you are in for a treat this evening. So I'm going to bring her on in about a minute or two, but just basically, like I always say, please, any comments, questions, or whatever you may have, please hold them to the end of this, to the question session. I will be glad to answer any questions. If you have a comment, shoot away. Chat room is working right now to come up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out here in New York, and let me tell you, it's beautiful outside for a change. I mean, it's not Miami weather, but hey, for New York at this time of the year, oh, it's great. Let me tell you, it's great. Unfortunately, my landlord, he forgot to turn the heat off. Now, I don't know what to do about that one, but just bear with me because it might get a little hot in here, and you may hear me sweating. That's how hot it can actually get in here, you know, so... Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I'm going to bring on my special guest, Nancy, and I want you to just give her a warm round of applause for being on the show for you today because she is going to inspire you to do many great things. So without further ado, Ms. Nancy Adler, I'm picking up the phone right now for you. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, Nancy? Hello, Nancy? Nancy, are you there? Okay, I see her there, but apparently this thing is not allowing her. Hello, Nancy?
I'm here. Do you want me to call back
Nancy
in?
Nancy is. No, we're on live right now.
Good evening, Coach K and everyone. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for showing up and spending time with us today. We're going to have a lot of fun today. So I know you're ready.
It is a privilege, and I love your show, Coach K.
You
inspire me to inspire others.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. I'm up here trying to fix so many things right now. It's not even funny. But, you know, I was like, I got Nancy coming on today. I'm excited. I had Paul on Monday. We're ready to roll. Let's make this happen. I just basically, what I want to do, Nancy, is I want you to tell everybody who you are. I mean, no one can tell a person about another person the way the person can actually tell themselves. So please allow everyone to know about you as the author of Gambling in Life and so on and so on. The floor is yours, Nancy.
All right. Well, as you know, Coach K, I love to share my story. So my name is Nancy Adler, and I am CEO and founder of Gambling on Life. And I founded Gambling on Life, which is a business and a movement, and I primarily focus on holistic life transformation coaching. As Coach K was kind enough to say, I'm also an author and a radio host and working on a number of things, actually. I founded the business about 5.5, almost 6 years ago, through my involvement in self-help and personal development arena. I placed my last bet in a gambling casino July 9th, 2003. And it
wow.
just happened to be on my only daughter's birthday.
Really?
And I was absolutely so broke that I didn't even have enough change to buy my daughter a birthday gift. So it was on that very day I decided I was going to stop gambling once and for all and take my life into my own hands and transform my life, and that's exactly what I did. I found myself, not just financially bankrupt, but really spiritually bankrupt. I knew that, you know, the Lord never left me, but I lost my connection with God for the 13 years that I was gambling.
Wow.
And I was spiritually bankrupt, financially bankrupt, and really I lost the relationship with myself. I really didn't know who I was. So shortly after that, I found myself living in a home for women and children that suffer from domestic violence. And I made the decision that day that when I got back on my feet, I was going to give back. And so it's been one step at a time. I immersed myself in Gamblers Anonymous and other personal development studies and rebuilt my credit. My marriage of 16 years did not survive. I'm learning now it was really a gift to my growth, and I know that we both did our best at the time. So
right.
Now, almost 6 years later, I have a lovely home of my own on Nancy Lane, no less.
Oh, wow.
And it just blesses me to give back. And so I kept a promise to myself that I was going to give back. I coach and inspire others through really the classic 12-step recovery program that can be applied in any area of our lives, whether someone is
right.
looking for career change or women in transition. I have a special heart for, of course, those that have survived abuse and turn us into thrivers like myself. So it absolutely drives me. I offer a portion of the proceeds from Gambling on Life to the very home where I stayed almost 6 years ago today. And
okay.
I give back and inspire others just by sharing my story. And I can tell you, I don't say all this to puff myself up, but, you know, I've done it, and so have all my clients. They are in the process of. And that, you know, that's really my biggest success story. Comes through the testimonials of my clients and colleagues.
Well, I mean, I hear this, and I applaud you for that. Now, the whole thing, you just basically answered all my questions before I can even answer. You know what? It's a beautiful thing to know that, because the fact is you're showing people that, hey, I can do it. You can do it. You know, like you said, a 12-step program is not something where everybody has to feel like, okay, I'm in, you know, how they make jokes of anonymous programs, like Alcoholic Anonymous. You know how everyone talks about, I'm Jim and I'm an alcoholic, something of that nature, and people make fun of those things. But the reality is it's a start. And whether people want to face it or not, they have to realize that that's where it has to start sometimes. You have to go back and you have to realize and say to yourself that, hey, I'm doing wrong. And you actually took the time to say to yourself, hey, I'm doing wrong. I need to do right. And that's what I'm going to do. And I applaud you for that. You know, honestly, I do. And I mean, honestly, as a life transformation coach, as we talked about earlier, what inspired you to become a life transformation coach, and how long have you been doing it, you would say?
Well, actually, it started about 3 or 4 years ago, where I made the decision. I had been working all that time for various corporations, and I had a lot of experience in the corporate world. But I just always felt, Coach K, that there was something more. I wanted
right.
to make a difference. So I decided, maybe a couple years ago now, that I wanted to have a business of my own. And I didn't really know what that looked like at the time, but I did have a mission statement. And I looked
okay.
at a number of different businesses, and my mission statement reads as follows: build something that stands to the testament of the owner, a legacy where my life is characterized by the lives that were positively transformed through my character. And it's not that I've arrived or that I'm all that, but I wanted to contribute to the success of others. So
okay.
I looked at a number of different businesses, and it took me a while. I did due diligence. As I think we'd shared, you know, my first vision was to possibly open up a coffee house.
Yes,
where we could have Bible studies and soft, cushy sofas. And I did my due diligence on coffee houses and a number of other franchises, and it just wasn't a good fit for me. And so when I discovered this business in personal development and coaching and mentoring, you know how you just get that feeling in your heart, you just know it when you see it?
Yeah.
Well, that was me. So
okay.
I started about a year and a half ago now, almost. And I am just blessed to have coaching clients that are wonderful and wonderful colleagues like yourself. And the key to me is, you know, that I'm giving back. And what I'm finding is, you know, in the giving is the receiving.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of people need to see the fact of what you sow is what you reap. And it makes a lot of sense that you would say that you're receiving for all the giving back that you're doing. I mean, honestly, you're giving back to that home that you were talking about for the, how would you say, is the national, is, what is the name of the home again? I totally forgot the name that quick.
The name of the home itself is called Chrysalis, and the information about the home is on my site, and there's a number of different complimentary resources on my site. But the name of the home is Chrysalis, and their contact information is on there. My most recent project is what's called Gambling on Life Joy Journal. It's been my experience through this transformation of mine that journaling has been very instrumental to me.
Okay.
So I offer that to my coaching clients and also anyone that would like to visit my site. It's on the products tab. My website is www.gamblingonlife.com.
Okay. You didn't hear that? I will put that on the chat line for anyone that's in there. Right? I should assume someone's there by now. Let's see. Oh, nope, no one's there. It looks like we got callers, though. So we'll play it by ear. But you can repeat that one more time for me, Nancy?
Absolutely. The website is www.gamblingonlife.com. I encourage everyone to send for my complimentary ebook entitled I'm Betting on You. It's a short inspirational story of my journey to success, and that's how I teach my clients, by betting on them and having, you know, it's really hope and inspiration. So many people are going through career changes. And,
yes, absolutely, especially now.
That is step one. Was step one for me is to have the courage to change, you know, whatever the life situation is. You know,
right.
It wasn't feeling good to me. And it takes courage to do that, to step out in faith.
Yes, it
and
does.
Just know that you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the biggest steps I made in taking a leap of faith was actually saying, okay, I'm going to go into business for myself and actually do it on a full-time basis. You know, it took me time to build up the courage to do it, but once I did and realized that I had God as my, you know, my co-pilot, I knew everything was in place for me. So I made the transition to say, okay, I can do this, I can do that. So as time goes on, I see how things are working for me slowly but surely and getting better and better as the days go on. And, I mean, it's one of those things where you cannot just say, okay, I'm going to run out into the world and do whatever I want. No, this took time and patience of doing the certain things that it needed to be done. Excuse me. And it was a process of planning this thing out and saying, okay, I'm going to make this happen this way, and I'm going to make this happen another way. So I see where you're coming from with that. Now, we talk about, let's go back to your journal, your joy journal.
Okay.
How long have you been doing that? And tell us basically, give us an idea of what we can expect from your journey. When you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just give us an idea of what we can expect from your journal.
Well, really, Coach K, I don't give too many instructions on journaling because, you know, my journal is my journal and your journal is your
right.
journal, if you know what I mean. But I do believe that every single one of us have the answers that we seek within ourselves.
Okay.
So I begin each day. And when I get up after prayer, and I just journal my thoughts, and I make a list, and I make a list of the things that I'm grateful for. And some of these instructions are in the journal, but mostly the joy journal is exactly that. It's a journal to journal our thoughts and our wishes and our hopes and our dreams. But part of my process of journaling is I make a list of everything that I'm grateful for each morning.
Right.
And I add to that not only why I'm grateful, because it's easy to, you know, say I'm grateful for my living room chair. But I also say I'm grateful for my living room chair because it's blue and it has stuffed cushions. Or, you know what, I also add why. Because for me, for some reason, that adds a richness to the gratitude. And as I write, I don't try to overthink it, if you will. I write from my head to my heart to the journal. And I just let it flow. And because I believe within each one of us, there are just pearls of wisdom that will just come out that way.
Okay. Well, before we go any further, I just want to say hey to Marcus L. Boston. A brother in Christ is in the room, so anybody that listens to his show, you know you're in for a treat. Let me tell you, I listened to it this afternoon, and I heard it yesterday. I'm like, wow, this guy is on point. So you know what? Whenever you get a chance, catch his show. I promise you, it's right here on Blog Talk Radio. Marcus, do me a favor, put in the chat room the name, because I cannot remember everyone's name today. It's one of those days, so please do me that favor. All right, but Nancy. As a life coach,
yes, sir.
Talk about inspiring people. What is the one thing that get out of you when you coach them? What is the one thing you would say that you would say they get the most out of you when you coach them?
Just really hope and inspiration to stay focused in the future, but take one each day at a time. It's a simple program. It is not always easy. So remaining gratitude for what we do have, and just with absolute faith that if we can see it, we can be it. So my coaching program is not about me. It's based on my clients' goals.
Okay.
So we spend the first couple sessions really determining, you know, what their true vision and passion is, and that comes from them.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're a person that's overcome a lot of adversity, as so as myself. Now, one piece of advice you would give, if you were to speak to, let's say, President Obama right now, what would be one piece of advice you would give him today?
Oh, my, I don't know that I would give advice, but maybe a suggestion. in his speech that he gave not too long ago, he was really speaking my language. He spoke about change and recovery. And I would just say to him, integrity first. That has served me well in my life. And just integrity first, and really, you know, I think we as entrepreneurs, Coach K,
yes,
have almost a duty to build businesses in our local neighborhoods. For example, I was reading that for every dollar we spend in a national chain store, for example.
Right.
68% of it goes to the national chain. Well, the opposite, you know, and so that says, you know, only 30 cents, I have my numbers off a little bit, stays in the local community. So I would encourage entrepreneurs to reach out and give their neighbor a hand. This isn't necessarily advice to Obama. And that's what I love most about what I do is I teach and inspire people to build businesses around what they are most passionate about. Because if you're living your dream and passion and serving in a business, it hardly seems like work at all because you love what you do.
Yeah.
And so we as entrepreneurs, I think, have a wonderful opportunity to build our businesses in our local communities, and that strengthens our local communities. I heard something not too long ago about suppose we looked at this recession word and looked at it as a correction, getting us back to basics.
Wow. What a way to go, right back to the basics.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, that is. That, you know, I think about my days in the military when we started in basic training and learning just how to march left, right, and not just doing a bebop like most of us did when we were young kids. And taking us back to, we do that in the beginning, as we go on in our military careers, there's still that point in time, we still have to march. So it goes back to the basic of left, right, you know, keeping yourself within the cadence of everyone else. And taking it back to the basics with the recession, yes, that's what we need to do. Get back to that. I agree with you 100%. I totally agree with you.
It's sort of like the 12-step program, my coaching program, and possibly yours. I don't know. I won't speak for you. But, you know, it's a simple program. It's not always easy.
Well, my style is a little different from most because I try to instill a fun type atmosphere where, okay, we're about business, but I'm going to get you to a point where you say to yourself, okay, I'm not taking life so serious, so things are easier for me. Because I notice in the corporate world, there are a lot of people that are so business-minded, they're focused on business, they don't enjoy life. And once they learned how to enjoy life, business became that much easier for them. I mean, I had a sales rep not too long ago. He was business, all business. He didn't know how to have fun. So what did I do? I took him out one day, and I took him to Dave and Buster's. I said, don't even mention a word about work. You're going to have fun for the rest of this night. I said, and each time you say anything about work, you owe me 10 push-ups. Well, young man only did 10 push-ups because he accidentally slipped one time, but he got it from there. And ever since that point in time, his sales increased dramatically to a point that he was actually promoted to a team leader. Because before that, he was just so businesslike, and he could not close every sale, and I had to explain this to him. Once we got him to that point, this young man, he's powerful. He's probably a sales manager by now, for all I know. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but that's, you know, that's the thing I do is I try to teach people how to have fun. You know, God said 7 days, you know, the 7 days in this world, he said 6 days you work, 1 day you rest. You know, we have to have a little fun in between somehow. Even God has a sense of humor. So
thank you.
When I look at how people walk around on the face of this earth, they're so serious about everything. I'm like, take it easy. Breathe. Enjoy life a little. Enjoy your family. If you don't have a family, enjoy yourself. Do something that says, hey, I'm having fun. You know, especially in this country where we have the freedom to do anything, make it happen. Make it happen.
Right. We are blessed to be Americans. We have the absolute, you know, I almost see it as an assignment. We can change the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
The joy of the Lord. So you have a workaholic program in your coaching? I love that.
Oh, yeah. Because I was a workaholic. It, you know, my marriage now, I almost lost my wife when we were dating. Because of the fact that I was working too much. And it showed me how to say, step back, have a little fun, enjoy life. Don't always work. And Absolutely. It definitely, you know, it shows a different side to me. And it actually helped me become a much more humble person than I already am. So I'm not one that's just stuck in thinking, okay, I need to close the next deal. I need to do this. I need to do that. No. I work, yes, but there's also a point in time where I shut everything down. Okay, no more work for the day. I've lost the mentality of I have to work 24 hours a day. Doesn't faze me anymore. Won't do it. Once I shut down, I'm shut down. That's it. Once my wife says, hey, honey, I need some time with you, you're working a little too hard. Times, yeah, I'm a little reluctant, but you know what? I get back and say, okay, let me shut down. All right, honey, it's your time. And I try to do the same thing with my children. So, I mean, it's out there. I mean, you got to have some fun. You cannot live your life on being serious.
Well, you know, the joy of the Lord of our strength is our strength. And that was one of the reasons I selected the name of the journal, Joy Journal.
Right.
Because I believe that when we remain in gratitude, on the other side of that is the joy. And you're absolutely right about the fun part.
Yes.
Balance is key, and that's a section in my coaching program as well. That's another thing that I'd like to point out. I would never ask my clients to do anything I have not done or would be willing to do.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. What is that old saying, practice what you preach?
That's right.
You know, it's one of those things where you can't just say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to tell you to do this, but I'm not going to do it. You know, it's like where I remember as we were growing up, as kids, my brother and I and my sister, I remember our parents would say a curse word, then I say, don't you say it. Then one day I tried to get a little slick, and I think I woke up about 2 hours later, but I tried to get slick and say, but you said practice what you preach. And like I said, I think I woke up about 2 hours later from that one. So, I mean,
yeah,
you have to, if you're going to do something, if you're going to practice something, if you're going to preach something, excuse me, I'm trying to get the words right. If you're going to preach something, you have to practice it. You can't sit there and say you're a leader and not do what you're supposed to do as a leader and expect your men to follow you if you're not doing it, or your women. You know, you have to have a point there that says, I'm going to do this. You know, a good friend of mine, great sales manager, he actually is not one that sits behind the desk. He actually gets out there and says, I'm going out in the field with you guys. And you know what? They respect him. His team respects him for that very fact. They practice what they preach, and they respect what he does. So it's a beautiful thing. Now let me ask you this, Nancy.
Okay.
Okay, gambling on life. You're inspired by this? I mean, 13 years of gambling. How easy is it for someone to become addicted to something such as gambling?
Well, you know, that varies by individual. I can tell you from my personal experience, I know the exact moment, if you will, that it became, you know, an addiction for me. And it was an evening that I won two jackpots in one night.
Two?
And I got, yeah, even the attendant was going, you know the drill, give me a driver's license. But anyway, here's another part of my testimony, and then I'll finish answering your question. I do not, praise God, today struggle with gambling. I know some compulsive gamblers that go to Gamblers Anonymous meetings, say, my name is so-and-so, and I'm a compulsive gambler. I don't even own that anymore.
Wow.
What I say is, my name is Nancy, and I'm grateful and empowered to be a member of this fellowship. It's not that I'm complacent, I just don't struggle with it. The question I would pose to someone else is it making your life unmanageable?
Mm.
Are you spending money for normal living expenses to gamble?
I've seen people do that.
But, you know, the answer comes whether someone, in other words, it would come from the compulsive gambler. Only they can answer that question.
Right.
In other words, you know, we don't pull people into Gamblers Anonymous by big ropes. I mean, for me, I had to get to my absolute bottom. In fact, I had gone to Gamblers Anonymous a couple times the previous year. And to be, you know, absolutely open and honest with you, I went to save my marriage. And it didn't work that way. It was when I went to save my life. That's when I was healed.
Well, you know something? You made an effort. You made that intent. Not too many people will even say that they would even try to save their marriage, let alone save their life. You know, and you made that attempt, and, you know, God saw that attempt. You may not receive the blessing that you wanted in your marriage, but you did receive a blessing in saving your life in another form. So it's one of those things where, you know, I hate even saying it this way. Sometimes even a sacrifice has to be made for something to come up a blessing for you. Because, I mean, like I said about the working, if I did not take the time to spend more time with my wife, who I was dating, was my fiance at the time, I would have lost her completely. When I thought I lost her, she came back to me, she gave me a chance, and I made the best of it. And I see that's what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, I see it today, almost 6 years later, Coach K, as really a gift to my growth. Because not only did I lose 13 years of my life, although I believe we all go through adversity to bring us to a higher spiritual level, and that's where I am today.
Okay.
I not only lost 13 years of my life and my connection with God and all my money, you know, if that wasn't enough, I lost myself. I had no idea who I was and what was important to me in life. And so sometimes I say, you know, when the pain becomes greater to remain the same than it is to change, that's when I changed. So the last day I gambled was on my only daughter's birthday, as I said. I promised myself, you know, I was aware it was her birthday. And when I went to the casino, I just said, I you know, stuck some money aside, and I was going to leave the casino and go buy her a birthday gift. And I spent that money, too. I left there with tears in my eyes. I'll be writing more about this, just knowing that was the day. That was the day. And I didn't look back. It was like I had a love affair with a slot machine for 13 years. But I have absolutely transformed my life. And if I can do it, so can everyone else.
Yes, absolutely. The most important thing is you're keeping God there first. Keeping God in the place of everything else comes behind. God first, no matter what. I had to learn the hard way. If I did not put God in my life the way he's supposed to be, I would be lost, because I can tell you, I see it all the time. I see people who have obtained great wealth. They've actually come to me and said, you know, I was a millionaire. I was such and such. I had so much money. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Well, is God in your life? He was. And you know what? It's the funny thing that you go back into the Bible where he talks about, hey, I'm first and foremost. You have to put me first in order for everything else to fall into place. You know, as Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness and everything will be added unto you. And once I learned that and understood that, it started becoming not a thing that said, okay, this is, I have to do it. No, it's a way of life now. God is first, no matter what. It is a way of life, and that's how I see it now. God is my way of life, and that's, I will never change it from that fact from this point forward. From that day that I realized that, I should say, I will never change that fact. If I do not have God first and do not consult with God in any of my decisions, I'm not, you know, I'm not even going to try because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to fall flat on my face, and I don't want that.
Well, here, let me know your thoughts on this. I mean, I believe that, I mean, even God, as powerful and loving a God as we have, will not force our hand.
No, he won't.
It's our choice. So it's the same way with Gamblers Anonymous. It's the same way with any addictions. It's the same way with any decision we're making. So when I consult the Lord first today, sometimes, you know, I need to be still and quiet and wait on the answer.
Yeah, well, as my pastor would say, you're a free moral agent. You're a free moral agent. It is your choice to make, but consult with God. Now, he'll give you the way. It's your choice to accept it or not to accept it. And I see what, you know, once I realized what he said about that, definitely, it made so much sense to me. And it makes things that much easier for me. I can actually get down on my knees and pray and hear God and not try to say, I think I heard him. I can actually hear God when he's talking to me.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing that because my life and also my coaching program, I mean, my business, Gambling on Life, that's why I named it Gambling on Life, because I lost years of my life, and now I'm gambling on life and making the most of every single day. Life is precious.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, I was just inspired to say something else, and it kind of left, but it'll come back.
Well, when you speak on that, I'm thinking about when an episode of Marcus was talking about what would you do if you had 24 hours to live? And though I haven't heard the whole show yet, it made me think about some things on that subject of what you're talking about, especially, you know, getting our lives together. Because it's one of those things, remember, we're not promised tomorrow, but what we do today can have a cause and effect of a great impact on something else in life. And I applaud you for actually doing what you've done. You know,
thank
it makes
you.
You know, we walk one step at a time. We put on our pants one pants leg at a time. Everyone does it basically the same thing almost. And it just makes so much sense. It just makes so much sense that we do the things that we do when it comes to following God. And if we all see the system of the cause and effect of what we do today can be a great impact on tomorrow, if we realize that, I can see how much, when you talk about the basics, how much if we go back to basics on this recession and take it back, way back then, and start working our way back up to the top, I can see the economy flowing the way it's supposed to.
Just imagine.
Oh, man. Just the basics.
Yeah.
Just the basics. And I'm laughing over here because Marcus is talking about, yes, we are free moral agents.
<That's>,
Marcus knows.
That's why it's called freedom.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, if you look at the Constitution, the very first Constitution was written on Christian principles through the Bible, and that was the, you know, when we talk about free speech, there's God right there talking about you're free, your freedom of choice, your freedom of expression. I'm allowing you that. Take advantage of it, but understand you have the choice to make on your own. I still love you, and we have to realize that.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing.
The unconditional love part can be challenging sometimes.
Oh, trust me. I know. I know. I think we've all been there where we've had someone or somebody that have done some things to us that we don't particularly agree with or never liked in the first place, but we understand that it's a point in time that we have to learn how to forgive in life. And it's a hard thing, but when you start practicing that, you'll see the difference of practicing now and getting better as time goes on. The same way you would, I don't know, take a jump shot playing basketball. If you shot 100 times, remember, Jesus said, hey, what did he say, 7 times 70?
Yep.
You have to forgive.
You know, you spoke about forgiveness, and, you know, in sometimes, at least in my journey, it's been a matter of actually forgiving myself. I know that it was with the gambling.
There you go.
I mean, God forgave me long before I forgave myself.
Absolutely.
And so I worked very hard in learning to trust myself again.
Yeah.
And so I could show others to by holding myself accountable for my actions that they could trust me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely right. You know,
and I think it's the same way in business.
Yeah, well, business is there. Oh, man, they had someone there. I just clicked over to check the calling line, and they actually just clicked out. Okay. But let's keep going. Okay, I was a question I wanted to ask you. Now, the Gambling on Life, the book, is that just on ebook, or do you have it published also? As in out of a paperback, maybe?
Okay. Here's what I have. The ebook on my website, on the first page of the website, entitled
okay.
I'm Betting on You, that
right.
is absolutely free ebook.
Okay.
So I would encourage everyone to just put their name and email in there, and it will send it right away. And they will ask for, I'll send a confirmation email just to make sure,
okay.
confirm that they sent for it. The Joy mm-hmm. Journal is available for sale on my site on. And it is already published. I'm the published author. And
okay.
they can order that directly from my site.
Right.
My third book I'm coming out with that I am so excited about is entitled Gathered by Gambling on Life. And it is a collection of inspirational stories, poems, and phrases about life transformation through the courage to change. And I've had, so it'll be not only my authorship, but others that have been gracious and kind enough to offer their stories of inspiration and hope. And that I'm hoping to have published by the end of this month.
Mm,
and that okay. is, it shows on my site. If someone would like to order an advanced copy, please send me an email at nancy@gamblingonlife.com. So I have three books. I'm Betting on You, and that is complimentary. It's on the front page of my website.
Right.
And the other two, Joy Journal, which is part of my coaching program, and I offer it to anyone. Please send for it. And as I said, a portion of the proceeds will go to Chrysalis Home for Domestic Violence.
Okay, definitely want to do that. I'm going to have to put in for my copy very soon. Piece of advice you would give anyone that wants to become an author?
Send me an email. Send me an email or give me a call. My cell phone number is on the site. I'm happy
okay.
to walk them through it. But also, being an author... I know it took me a while to start writing. I'm writing on my life story as well.
Right.
But I would just say just start to write.
Okay.
And don't overthink it. It's the same with the 12 steps. Keep it simple.
Right.
Make an outline of your chapters. Think about what makes you unique and special. And start writing.
Okay.
And call me. I offer a complimentary coaching session on whatever the client is working on.
Okay, that works. I'm going to have to take you up on that because I'm actually in the process of writing a sales book.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm to a point now is like, okay, I'm going to let all 17 years hang out. I'm going to let them all hang out. 17 years of how to talk to a person, how to convince them to close right then and there, how to just do the little things that you didn't even think about doing that could have actually helped you close that deal. I mean, I'm taking information I've learned from, let's say, Zig Ziglar, which is probably the greatest salesman on the face of this earth that ever walked here in America. I'm taking from the Henry Felix, the Rio Hughes, the John C. Maxwell's. I'm taking so many people that showed me so many things, so many classes I've been to. Because, I mean, I spent more time in the classroom dealing with sales than I have in school, even in the short time that I did go to college. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I'm going to take all of this, put it together, and say, hey, here you go. This is the way you should do things.
Is that your passion?
It's always been my passion. Let me tell you guys a story. You know, here's what happened to me. My very first sales job. The actual first interview that I ever went on for a sales position at the age of 20 years old, the guy said to me, and I don't remember his name, but he said to me, the interview, he said, hey, kid, you want to be rich? 20 years old. I said, sure, why not? Of course. What kid you know at 20 years old doesn't want to be rich? What person you know doesn't want to be rich at their certain ages now? I'm 37 now. So when he said that, I'm like, yeah, of course. Let's see what you got. He's all right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire you. Oh, great. But you're only going to work on commission. At that point in time, I didn't know what commission was. I had no clue. I'm like, so what is commission? Is that a lot of money? He's like, no, you work for your money. What you sell is what you earn. I went through about a 3 or 4 day training, and I looked at the stuff and I said to myself, I can do this. So the very first day he sent us out into the field, he gave us a bunch of bottles of perfume. And he said, everyone take 2 bottles of perfume. So it was a bunch of us. I took the 2 bottles. He said, you cannot get another bottle of perfume until you sell these 2. Everyone thought, oh, this is going to be easy. Well, out of maybe 20-something people, half of us came back, and I was one of them. And by the end of the week, I was maybe 3 people. Out of 3 people, I was one of those left, and it took me 2 weeks. I actually finally sold those bottles of perfume. And here's the funny thing. The very first bottle I sold, my commission was $2 whole. $2 whole.
Right on.
Back in 1992 when this happened, you know, I was so happy to actually have that $2 whole that here in New York City, I was actually able to buy me a slice of pizza and a 50-cent soda. And that was my dinner, because at 20 years old, I was living with my uncle, and he made me earn my food. So that was my golden palace of dinner that night. Then I sold the second one for the actual price of $25, and my commission for that was $7. From that point on, I was making $7 a bottle on commission for each bottle I sold. I wound up becoming salesman of the year for this company for 2 years. The very first year, I didn't do it by myself. It was hard work. But see, he showed me something, and when I learned how to go out there and figure out how to sell this, you know, these bottles of perfume for $25, even on days where people weren't getting paid, they were still buying. And, I mean, working on commission at that point in time wasn't so bad. But as I got older and I started working for other companies, I started seeing bigger and bigger paychecks. And it was like to a point, I didn't want a base salary, because I got to a point where it was like, you know what? Every time I look at a base salary, I want to cry. Every time I look at my paycheck that has a base salary and no commission, I want to cry. It was that bad. It was to that point, I wanted to cry, because it was like, oh my gosh, how can a person live off of this? And, you know, here 17 years later, I've put myself in a position where I can actually live off of what I made in the past.
Congratulations.
And that's why, you know, I became a life coach, and now that's the reason why I am writing this book. Because after all these years, I've been through it all. I've seen the highs. I've seen the lows. I know how grimy people can be. I know how great people can be. I've especially in New York City, if you do not know your product, they will eat you alive. I can't speak for Phoenix. I can't speak for Illinois out there, Marcus, Chicago, wherever you at, brother. I cannot speak for and whoever else. I know I got a bunch of my New Yorkers on here. I can't speak for any other city but New York, because that's where the majority of my sales have come from. Now, as far as my career in mortgage, I've dealt with other cities and states, but when it comes to being in front of people, if you do not know your product and if you're not genuine, New York will eat you alive. And I can show you how to overcome those little ticks and tacks that will make you a better person as a sales rep. Not just a sales rep, but as a person.
Well, I would love to, you know, there again, it comes back to integrity, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I would love to share this show when we're done, Coach K, with my friends and colleagues and clients.
Sure.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
With your expertise in business and sales, or with your expertise overall, what is one thing that you could share with everyone that we may not know? One key to success.
One key to success? You know what it is? Honestly, it's actually, I give it to you in a like this, because I always deal with people who are honest. Okay. Now, when I say honest, I'm talking about that integrity first and foremost on that point. But it deals more of my success is being honest with myself to go out there and say, okay, I'm gonna give it a shot. And I learned this from Michael Jordan when he was talking about, you know, failure. He said, if I fail, I fail, but at least I know I tried. And you know the thing is, I've tried. And I don't just sit there and I just try. I actually learn from my mistakes. See, a lot of people don't learn from their mistakes, and it hurts them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of the saying, your history repeats itself if you don't study it.
Right.
But that's what
been my experience.
That's what I do. But that's what I do. I study my history. If I see something's not working, I study and I try to improve on it. Because, honestly, I go out there and I try. That's all I can do. The worst anyone can ever say to you when you're out there and trying to succeed is no. Colonel Sanders heard it 999 times, plus one made it 1,000, plus another one which made it 1,001. But the fact was, he finally got a yes. Now, if you look at Colonel Sanders, we have KFC, which was originally Kentucky Fried Chicken, which also, if you look at history, not only was KFC born, also another fast food restaurant known as Wendy's was born. And that person was Dave Thomas. Now, those are guys that just try, and that's just one thing I try to live off of. I just try to do my best. If I don't give it a shot, then I don't know what to tell you, because I don't like making excuses. I have to give it an effort.
That's right. I don't want to look back and say, well, you know, I always wanted to be, you know, a brain surgeon. Not that I have, but you get the point.
Yeah.
And not to have at least tried. So, you know, I absolutely agree with you. Thank you. I look to see if I did my best, how I can improve. And, you know, the same thing with honesty. I loved what you said about being honest with yourself, because I think honesty and integrity, like charity, begins at home.
Yeah. Well, if you ever notice something between the difference between a successful businessman and one that's struggling, is their words. They're honest with themselves. They say, I'm going to do on the successful side, whereas the one that's struggling says, I think I can. I don't know if I can. They have doubt words, whereas
right.
A successful businessman, he's confident. Some are cocky, but the majority of them are confident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things where they're honest with themselves. Okay, I believe I can do this. I know I can do this. I'm going to do this. Not, I think, I don't know, maybe I can. They know they can do it. And they'll tell you up front whether they can do it or if they can't do it. Because if they can't do it, it means that they know that there's something wrong with the pitcher. They don't say no to the fact that they can't do it. They say no to the fact that they're not going to do it because something's wrong with this pitcher.
Who was it that said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right?
I heard Tony Robbins say that one time. I can't remember who actually said it, but I heard him say it. And I know he quoted the person.
Maybe Ford. You know that guy?
Which one?
Ford
Henry
Motor
Gale?
Company?
Henry Ford, yes. Yes. Now, think about him. I'll make this one quick because the fact is, you take the six-cylinder engine. When his engineers told him, you can't do it, what did he do? He told him, yes, you can. He said,
don't tell me I can't do something, right?
He said, the reason why you can't do it is because you don't want to believe you can do it. You want to sit there and say you can't. You want to believe the fact that you can't. But when you start believing it, you'll see what happens. And we got the six-cylinder, we got the eight-cylinder, and we have some other crazy cylinder engines out there in this world. But the fact was, if it wasn't for his belief, we probably wouldn't have it. Or we may still have it, but someone else may have gotten the credit that he strived to get as far as getting it done because he knew that it could be done. When they told him, you can't do this, they said, no way, boss. They pretty much started a union to tell this man he cannot do it. Yet he stood his ground.
Yeah. Held his own. Well, that's why I'm betting on you, Coach K.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm betting on you, too.
Thank you.
I'm not a gambler, but I am betting on you.
Good for you.
We got a few minutes left. Any questions in the chat room? Arcus is the only one there. I do have people on the phone. Click that little button that says press 1. I am here. If you have any questions for Nancy or comments, please feel free. I'm here. She's here. Let's hear what you got for us today. You know, if you want to share a story, we're here. So we got a few more minutes. We got 2 minutes. I hate to make it quick, but that's what we're going to have to do. And as we do this, Nancy, I just want to thank you for your time. I truly appreciate you coming to the show, you know, being on the show with us. I got a couple of people on here, Marcus, there's some other people. I'm going to get you on the show. I want you on my show, and I would love to be on your show if you would love to have me. And as a matter of fact, I am on Nancy's show in about a month or so, so please look out for the information on that one. But, guys.
You know, I'm honored. Thank you for inviting me to the Coach K show. It's always a pleasure.
No problem.
Please go to my website, Coach K, at gamblingonlife.com, and on the coaching page, there's a request form. Send me a request form for a complimentary coaching session and put in there you want to talk about writing your book, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. Yep, they just gave me that, you know, that song, 90 seconds.
Got it.
Yeah. So,
thank you so much, and please, everyone, like I said, I have a complimentary coaching session available on my site. Lots of free resources on my site at Gambling on Life. And thanks again, Coach K. Have a fabulous evening.
No problem. You too. So, guys, I'm getting ready to shut down. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the love I've been getting because I honestly wasn't expecting as much as I have. I mean, I'm new. I'm young with this radio thing, but I'm having a blast with it. And, guys, let me tell you, enjoy the other radio sites. Marcus L. Boston, Nancy and Huzz, Gambling on Life. Let me go back to Marcus. Joyfully Yours Talk Radio. Check it out. It is a blast on there, I got to tell you. Blog Talk Radio / Marcus L. Boston. Check him out when you get a chance. But ladies and gentlemen, like I always say, I'm on a mission to motivate this world. I am your Coach K. I thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you, and have a blessed day.
Thanks.
All right, Nancy, take it. I can find my Skype icon at all.